Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Heroism is not just a thing of the past. It can be still found in unexpected places. So this week, I'm looking at three new movies about flawed men on heroic journeys. There's a man straight out of prison looking for his long-lost lover. An American in France who wants to rescue his daughter, and a medieval knight who wants to prove his valor. Lorelei, written and directed by Sabrina Doyle. Waylon, played by Pablo Schreiber, is fresh out of prison. He's tall, muscular, with a goatee. He served 15 years for armed robbery, taking the fall for his motorcycle gang. He's on parole now, living at a local church run by the kindly Pastor Gail. There, he happens upon a single mom support group where he sees a blast from the past. Dolores, played by Jenna Malone, is pretty and petite with blonde hair and an uplifting spirit. She was his high school sweetheart, a championship swimmer, the love of his life. They dreamed of moving to LA together, but incarceration ended all that. Now she has three kids, all from one night stands. She named the kids after colors she likes. Dodger Blue, played by Chancellor Perry, is a 15-year-old with attitude. Periwinkle Blue, or just Perry, played by Amelia Borgerding, is 11 or 12 and starting to rebel. And Denim Blue, who's 6, played by Parker Pasco Shepherd, is adorable but gets bullied at school for wearing girls' clothes. Waylon's first night with Dolores is a disaster. He says he's forgotten how to do it after 15 years in prison, but things gradually get better. She works cleaning rooms at a motel where he gets a job demolishing vehicles at a junkyard. And since he can't afford a car, he fixes up a rundown ice cream truck and uses it to get around. But things look kind of risky. He's earning extra money transporting drugs for the gang. And his parole officer keeps popping up at all the worst possible times. Then there are the kids. Waylon's not looking for commitment, but expectations change over time. Can the relationship last? Is it a package deal? Will he be sent back to prison? And can people living a life of poverty hang on to their sense of self-worth? Lorelei is a bittersweet drama about a passionate and loving couple trying to overcome the enormous problems they face. The characters are real, not just Hollywood stereotypes, and that makes it all the more moving. It's a real tearjerker. And it keeps defying what you think is going to happen in a more formulaic movie. Schreiber and Malone have chemistry, and the kids, all played by first-time actors, are really good. This is a first-time feature, and the director did an amazing job. I really like this one.
Take the ribbon from your hair.
Stillwater, co-written and directed by Tom McCarthy. Bill, played by Matt Damon, is good at fixing things. He likes guns, praying, and country music. He's from Stillwater, Oklahoma, where he worked as a roughneck at the oil rigs until he spent some time in jail. Now he does whatever work he can find. So what's he doing in the south of France? Well, he's there to get his adult daughter, Allison, played by Abigail Breslin, out of prison. She was a college student in Marseille when her roommate was found brutally murdered. She was convicted and sentenced for the killing, but continues to protest her innocence. She says she knows who really killed her, but the guy has disappeared. The police and lawyers refuse to do anything about it, so Bill decides to track him down, get a sample of his DNA, and free his daughter. In the meantime, he's staying at a cut-rate hotel, and there he helps a little girl named Maya, played by Lilu Siovo, who's locked out of the room next door. In gratitude, Virginie, played by Virginie, Maya's mom, and an actress, played by Camille Cotin, helps him with some translations. Bill doesn't speak any French. Eventually, they become friends, and he moves in with them, and he lands a demolition job in Marseille. So will there be a relationship in the future? Can a conservative redneck American get along with a liberal French woman in the arts? Is there love on the horizon? And can he catch the real killer and free his daughter, or will it all come to naught? Stillwater is the slow telling of a story about a flawed middle-aged guy trying to do right by his estranged daughter. It's also about polarized American politics in the age of Trump, transplanted onto a French setting. It's billed as a thriller, but a thriller it ain't. There are a few thrilling parts and some unexpected plot twists, but this is mainly too long, too slow, and I gotta say, it's pretty bleak. It moves like still water. That said, it's not boring and well acted and with some very emotional moments toward the end. But, and even so, I was so happy to be actually seeing this on a big screen. This is the first press screening I've seen in a year and a half, that I can't say I dislike this movie. I love watching giant people on the screen talking about heavy issues. So if you're looking for a serious and heavy movie with lots of big stars, Matt Damon at his chunkiest, Abigail Breslin, who is Little Miss Sunshine, and director Tom McCarthy, who made Spotlight, you might want to catch Stillwater. The Green Knight, written and directed by David Lowery. It's Christmas time in the era of King Arthur, chivalry, and magic. Sir Gawain, played by Dev Patel, is an aristocratic layabout, more comfortable rolling in the hay at the local brothel than appearing at the royal court. But he's the nephew of the king and the queen, and his mum, played by Sarita Chowdhury, is a powerful sorceress. So when their feast at the castle is interrupted by an unexpected guest, Gawain pays attention. The Green Knight, a huge and imposing creature who looks like he's made out of wood, challenges anyone who dare to a special game. A one-on-one fight revisited 1 year later at the Green Knight's home. What's the trick? Well, whatever the winner does, it will be revisited upon him in 1 year. Gawain volunteers. It's a good chance to prove his valor and bravery and to become a knight. But without considering the consequences, he quickly chops off the Green Knight's head. And 1 year later, he realizes he has to visit his castle and get his own head chopped off. So he sets off on this journey, encountering many unexpected challenges on the way, including a highwayman, played by Barry Keoghan, a red fox who follows him around, a ghost, played by Aaron Kellman, a lord, played by Joel Edgerton, and a beautiful and mysterious woman, played by Alicia Vikander, among many other people. Will Gawain show valor or cowardice on his long quest? And will he survive his meeting with the Green Knight? Okay, the Green Knight is an ingenious retelling of the ancient myths and story of the British Isles and France. It's not a straightforward adventure, but one loaded with dreams, magic, and alternate realities. At times, it's unclear whether what you're seeing is real or imaginary, or a what if. And it's highly stylized with gorgeous costumes, settings, simultaneously contemporary and medieval looking, using unusual media from things like puppet shows to tapestries and paintings in order to advance the story. Dev Patel is great. He carries the whole movie, but so are most of the others. People familiar and ones I've never seen before. Really neat. surprising phenomena are presented on the screen without comment. Like, there's suddenly a parade of naked giants lumbering past. Or when Gowan's own semen serves as a shield of immortality. You might walk out of this movie thinking, huh? What did I just see? But if you think back to director David Lowry's previous work, things like A Ghost Story, you can accept this surreal mysticism at face value. This is a beautiful and fascinating film, a new and bold take on an ancient tale. Lorelei is available now on VOD and digital format. Stillwater and The Green Knight open theatrically or digitally this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.